So first of all, there's no proof. And secondly, there are lots of different versions. One of the ones that's interesting to physicists is something called the inflationary multiverse. So what is that? Well, the idea is our best theory of, let's say, the way that the galaxies are distributed in the sky. So we can map that. So it's something we can observe. We can look at where the galaxies are. Then we have a big map. It's called the Sloan Digital Sky Survey of where the galaxies are. And when you look at them, then they're random in a sense, but there's also some pattern to it. And in particular, they tend to, roughly speaking, lie on circles in the sky. So they're not completely randomly distributed. We can trace that all the way back to patterns that we see in the oldest light in the universe, which is the light that, if we look as far as we can out into space, then we're looking back in time. You might be ready to participate in the record event, to go in the Stargazing World Record, to go and look out at the night sky and get the most people ever looking out into the night sky at the same time. You could also likely, I think, see the Andromeda Galaxy. Not quite sure about the time when it's going to be up, but look at the Andromeda Galaxy. You'll see light coming from it, which has traveled for 2 million years. So you're looking back in time, 2 million years, because you're seeing the Andromeda Galaxy as it was 2 million years ago. Now, many physicists think that that inflation doesn't all stop at once, but stops in little patches. And so you have a little patch of this rapidly expanding universe that slows down and makes a big bang, and that would be our universe. And then the rest of it carries on, another little patch slows down and stops, and you get another big bang, and that would be a different universe. Another bit stops, and you get a big bang, and a different universe, and so on. So that's called the inflationary multiverse, which is what was in your question, a multiverse, a load of bubble universes, if you like, essentially an infinite number. And that could be our reality. It really could be that our entire universe, which is much bigger than the universe we can see, with 2 trillion galaxies in it, is one bubble in a multiverse of bubbles.